Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi. During the, there is one consultation only. It is a medication review on for comprehensive counseling. Date of evaluation is August 20th, 2024. Date of evaluation is August 20th, 2024. Her telephone, her date of birth, Mary Gig. Patient name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, Gig, G-I-G-G. Her date of birth is 9-14-1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subjective Anajubita. Patient was seen via Doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. See, Mary was missing appointments in the past. And despite my best effort and recommendation to her to get a DAPA code label, since yeah, I am seeing her in my office and also on telehealth, she has not yet done, and it is hard for me to understand whether the label is low, high. I was explaining all the time the consequences of high DAPA code label, including memory disturbance. So her daughter, who is a nurse practitioner, believes that probably her mother has been having some dementia. I further discussed with her about the situation, and I'm going to call her as I got a permission from her. Her telephone number is 586-530-3635. She is working as a nurse practitioner at University of Michigan. Today, Mary described that she is not depressed. She has overwhelmed with so many psychosocial issues and family situation that one son has not been taking care of her granddaughter. He is abusive towards her. Younger daughter is violent and mean to her. She feels very upset and angry. She is living with her husband, P.S. He is 70-year-old, P.S., who is recovering from her medical issues. She denies any mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. She denies any use of alcohol or drugs. She was working before, but since she got social security, she stopped working. She is maintained on Depakote, 1,000 mg in the morning, 500 mg at bedtime, Paxil 40 mg daily, Boost Part 10 mg three times a day. She indicated that she has been compliant with the medication regularly. On mental examination, she was alert and oriented to date, month, and year. Her mood was, euthymic affect was present, speech was clear. She describes she's taking care of activity of daily living. She is eating, sleeping good, does not feel that she is confused, but at times she is overwhelmed with the situation and might have some memory problem. She named Biden as a president. She can spell water, W-A-T, forward, but having difficulty to repeat backward. She says R-E, A, and after that she could not do it similarly. Her concentration was poor. She can repeat 6-9-1-2-3 forward, but having difficulty in backward, but she knows her date of birth. She was admits some PF sadness due to psychosocial stress, but denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation, denies any oddity or visual hallucinations or any pursuitive feeling. She can name objects or comments. She was appropriate during the course of evaluation, having good eye contact and motor activity as normal. Judgment side seems to be okay. Peer assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, alcohol history of alcohol use in the past, plan continue the reality orientation. I will send a prescription for 30 days, and I'm going to see in my office for further evaluation and assessment for memory. This is the end of dictation, and Dr. Stogi.